capital punishment. Because from the time we went into Golos, you know, they gave the example of the word of Pasuk, and we have a barrel that the sediment, the shmorim, is on the bottom. After a while it settles. What happens when you give one mix at the bottom? So the whole barrel becomes cloudy. So they said, once we went into Golos, our mind, we can't think straight. We don't have the proper, settled mind to be able to judge a case of life and death. It needs pure clarity of thought. We're not able to do that. So go to Amin and Moyav there. They never went into Golos. They will be able to judge this case.
That's what the judges told the Achashverosh.
That's what the Yiddish told the Achashverosh. So Achashverosh went to his advisors, and Haman and Dala gave dates to kill him. So we see there also that if a person doesn't have proper peace of mind, he's in Golos, he's thus, it could be has the certain things that are bothering him emotionally or physically, whatever it might be, disturbed from his peace of mind to be able to understand Torah properly. So that is another nekuda, where even in addition to the fact that certain mitzvahs we can't fulfill in time of Golos, is also those mitzvahs that we could fulfill, we can't fulfill properly because of the persecution of the Goyim. And in order, because we can't, even and particularly the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, is the most hindered by being in Golos. That's why the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, what was the desire for Mashiach? He says, they should rest from those malchis, those kingdoms that are not allowing them to be involved in Torah mitzvahs properly. They should have margoya, tranquility, that they should be able, to increase in wisdom. So this is Poshut Inyan of Golos, besides the shleimus of Torah mitzvahs in the context of how many mitzvahs we could or we can't, even furthermore, even those mitzvahs we could or we can't do in a way of peace. So these are different points regarding the fulfillment, the shleimus, the completion of the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs in the time of Mashiach. There's another nekuda here, which is, the Rebbe says that another reason why the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs in the time of Mashiach will be ever greater than it was before, is because when Mashiach will come, we won't have a Yetzer Hara. So even the highest time in Jewish history was the Zman of Shleima. Kai Mesirah Bashlamusa, when there was the full moon, is explaining Svarim, Medrash, and Kabbalah, is the time when, the peak of Jewish prosperity and glory in the world is Zman Shleima HaMelech. So, but nevertheless, even there, it was still the Yetzer Hara. It was still the Haraya, the Pale Mamish, after, it didn't last, eventually there was the Churban.
And Shleima HaMelech, it says also Bishras, Mach Beis.
It's in the Geyes, yeah, say that. Chama of Nishke Voderangin, then she will dread Megan Shleima HaMelech.
Why was his meluchah split if not because?
Yeah, Enochanami, but still, he's called Bechia. He's called Vayesha Shleima Kisei Hashem. It wasn't as the Chachamim, the story in the Gemara, that they were told not to start speaking about it. Anyway, Bukhalay, position again.
So, for sure, we should speak about it.
So, even in the time of Shleima, the one thing that is you see a clear difference between the time of Shlomo and Yemei Mashiach is that when Mashiach will come, there will be the removal of the Yetzer Hara. Because Vasireisi is slave ever mibsachem, as a pasuk that it says, I think it's in Yecheskel, whatever it might be, that David shall remove the stone of hearts from your flesh. You also have a pasuk
that actually
when Mashiach comes, it's a pasuk that says, connected with Chayde Shalom, Mol Hashem Lekachas Levavcha Veslevav Zadecha. That David will circumcise the hearts, which means, as Mefarshim explained, they'll take away the Yetzer Hara. As Pasuk is talking about, after the return of the exiles, that he'll take away the Yetzer Hara. So it's understood that up until now we're discussing the fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, we have the capabilities of the environment. We have the proper conditions that allow us to fulfill Torah mitzvahs from the outside. But then, most very important factor, maybe the most important factor, is that fulfilling the Torah mitzvahs from the inside. That not only when we have the ability to fulfill Torah mitzvahs, we'll have Eretz Yisrael, we have full peace and full understanding of Torah, etc., etc., but because we will have the removal of the Eitz Hara, so maybe we'll all be inspired, and the Yonim of Torah Mitzvahs will be able to permeate us. Chassidim said that what will happen, Mashiach will come today, and you know, Sadaven Zechnish, you know, and Mashiach will come. So it's a vetzach davening. You know, you won't have to fight with yourself that you should daven. So that of that, Torah mitzvahs will be done in the highest way possible because the Yetzer Hara will be taken away. Now.
So that you're talking the mitzvahs that we could be mekayim. All of us, that's going to be in a different level.
Yeah. In other words, the mitzvah, the same mitzvah, the same tefillin, but mitzvah the fact there's no Yetzer Hara. What's the meaning from mitzvah? Meaning from mitzvah heis tafsa v'chibur, connection with Hashem. The connection of Hashem, the idea of a mitzvah to connect with Hashem, the most inner level, will be where Mashiach will come. So Chassidus really speaks a lot about this in the Negevim of Karbonus, Chmishas and Senecha, which maybe I'll leave for another time. I don't want to get into it right now. It's a separate Nekuda. But you have the meaning that in order to fulfill Torah mitzvahs, in the main fulfillment of Torah mitzvahs, I mean, when a person is living with the Torah mitzvahs, it's internal, he's internalizing it. So that's when there's no Yetzer Hara. But I wanted to speak about a little bit about this nekuda, about what it means that there won't be Yetzer Hara when Mashiach will come. Because there's a number of ways of understanding it, and the truth is there's a number of stages, a number of tkufas in Yemei Mashiach, and the different levels in the removal of the Yetzer Hara. So first of all, the Rebbe explains in the way it comes out from a few letters of the Rebbe, Sichas of the Rebbe. We all know the famous Sichah of Shtei Tkufas. So the Rebbe explains that according to the Rambam, and the truth is it's the idea of Shtei Tkufas is not, it's Bechal, in Gemara itself, you already have Elam Hazan, Elam Ha'ayim, Mashiach, and Elam Ha'ayim. The Chiddush of the Rebbe is that even in the Rambam, the Shtei Tkufas. People think the Chiddush of the Rebbe is in the Shtei Tkufas, not a Chiddush of the Rebbe, it's the Gemara itself. The Chiddush of the Rebbe is that he learned like that in the Rambam. But anyway, so you have the Rebbe explained in the first period of Mashiach, the world, the world will run according to its natural way. So Memela, in a certain sense, you cannot say, the Rebbe says, like, you can't even, the way the Rebbe learns Pshat, Derech Klal, when you say the words, the world will run in its natural way, people think it means, you know, there won't be, you won't have candies growing from trees, you won't have supernatural events. But the Rebbe learns more than that. The Rebbe learns, Olam Kinhagi Noig means that even the Teva B'nai Adam won't change. In other words, the Rebbe explains an interesting thing. The Rebbe says that the Rambam explains, the Rambam writes that he says we don't know exactly how it will be, but he mentions how before Mashiach will come, there will be Goy Gomogig, Eliyahu Novi will come before. And the Rebbe says, what is the purpose of Eliyahu Novi coming? The Rambam writes, Liyashu Yisrael Elohachim Libam, to prepare the Eden for Mashiach. So the Rebbe says, why is it necessary for Eliyahu HaNavi to come to prepare the Eden for Mashiach? So the Rebbe learns Pshat in this Sikha, the famous Sikha in Chelek Lam, Editas Kisler, the Rebbe explains the Kittur that wasn't out to them, by Editas Kisler. But the Rebbe says that when Mashiach will come, the whole time, the whole occupation of the world will be to learn about Hashem. So the Rebbe says, how is that going to take place? To say that it's going to happen in a supernatural way, that all of a sudden, Chayesa chip will be put into physical chip, saying something's going to be put into us, is all of a sudden going to transform us. Until now, we're busy, worried about this, worried about that. All of a sudden, Mashiach comes, we're not talking about something supernatural, but we're talking about in the teva of a person that his whole occupation, his whole chayis, his whole interest will be in knowing about Hashem is a shinim nagishalom, is a change of the nature of the world. B'chayda. So when the Rambam writes, it won't be a change in the nature of the world, so the Rambam has to explain how is this going to take place in a way that it won't change the nature. It says, Eliyahu HaNavi will come and prepare us. So he'll slowly, you know, bring us there, so we'll be prepared, so it's not going to be mamish, you know. I guess what the Rebbe is trying to say, the difference between something that a person does, that he's prepared and it's built in, slowly, you know, put into it, so then it's not considered a change, or something that happens in a split second, all of a sudden, things change, that's called Shinim Minogi Shalom. And the Rebbe goes on to explain that, in a more general way of looking at it, the whole Isgalos, Seiras, Achsidus, the revelation of Chassidus, is also preparation for Mashiach. We all know that, but the Rebbe also explained in this Nekuda, one of the Imyonim is not just to prepare us for Mashiach, but that in order that the avoid of Mashiach shouldn't be something which is a completely new thing that completely changes everything we had before. So Mamela was the learning of Siddhas, which already prepared us that it shouldn't be, that the Avodah we have in Mashiach shouldn't be considered a complete change. So according to that beard of the Rebbe, it comes out very clearly that the removal of the, in the first period at least, obviously, because the second period, the will the Rebbe learns, even according to the Rambam, there will be supernatural occurrences. Things will be supernatural. But in the first period, it's the way, at least the way the Rambam learns, the Yetzer Hara won't be taken away. The Yetzer Hara won't be taken away. Elamai, you have the way it seems from a number of places that according to the Rambam at least
the first period already is going to be taken away.
No, it won't be taken away, because if it's taken away it means it's supernatural,
right.
So in the first period the word is, it seems that then the knowledge of Hashem, you know, you have idea that this is you have a similar word, maybe not mamish the same nekuda, but on the same lines. Yeah, the Rebbe quoted from the Alter Rebbe, that the Alter Rebbe was asked, what's the point of learning all the Chassidus, learning about all these great things, all these dargis? A person could be mizboinen in the highest dargis, but he's not going to reach there. The Alter Rebbe explained that the Pasuk is a Pasuk, this piece of Mashiach that I mentioned before, says, Asiraisius Leva Evan, I will remove the stone of heart. He says, what's the focus on the stone of heart? Why doesn't it say, Asiraisius Moyach Evan? So the Alter Rebbe says, Vaista, the Alter Rebbe says, the name of the Maggid, that our Avoda now, our Moyach could understand, to some degree, all these great targets. The problem just is that it doesn't penetrate our heart. Our heart is made of stone. We have what Siddhas calls Timtum Alev, or whatever it is, whatever reason, we're not able to see it and experience it. So therefore, it doesn't penetrate our heart. But the Avoda now is, so the Alter Rebbe says, we can't change Lev Heaven. That it says, V'hasiroisi. Hashem says, I will remove. Only the Eibishter could remove the Lev Aven. Our Avodah now is to focus on the Moyach and understanding these things. When Mashiach will come, and the heart will become Lev Basar, the heart of flesh, then Yonim that will permeate us. But in other words, the Nekudah here is that a person, even if he has a Yetzer Hara, if he has proper, if his mind controls his heart, he has Moyach Shalat al HaLev, he's not going to come to sin. You learn, you know, you have, the Rebbe explains, in the end of the Rambam, there's a lot to speak about, but I don't want to get sidetracked here. The Rambam explains why there won't be any war or jealousy or competition when Mashiach will come. Won't be Muhammad Kineh v'tachlis. So the Rambam says, the Rambam doesn't say, you know why? Because Hashem will change the nature of a person, people, and people won't find. The Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam says, because Shatayyati Mishpas Harbe, Chom Adanim Sinka, for everything will be available a lot, and all delicacies will be as abundant as the dust of the earth. Automatically there won't be reason to fight, there won't be reason to be jealous, you'll be sitting and busy and learning Torah the whole day. So the Rebbe says, even in the Rambam there, why the Rebbe explains that the fact that he won't even want it, there won't even be anything that will lead you to even be jealous of someone else, is because all ma'adanim, all delicacies will be considered like earth. Why are all delicacies going to be considered like earth? Mitsuyin kafir, the Rebbe learns, literally means will be as common as earth. But the Rebbe said the Rambam is also trying to tell us that all the delicacies will be considered like earth. They won't be considered chashiv in our eyes. We won't run after them. So therefore we won't fight of who has a better carpet, who has a better house, because it won't be important to us. How is a person going to reach that level? That itself comes from Deyas Hashem, from not knowing about the Eibishter. That itself leads us that we have this recognition that all gashmius is comfort, it's not important, so we won't fight. So in other words, there's a certain, even in other words, if I may rephrase, that even if mitzad the teva of a person, he will still have a yetzer hara, will still be shayach, that he should become jealous. But because he'll have the understanding that there's no reason he should become jealous, it's not important in his eyes anymore. Doesn't mean he'll become a malach that won't have a yetzer hara, that won't have any sure there's any possibility of becoming jealous. You'll have a possibility, but it just won't materialize, because why should he become jealous? It's worthless. It's a petty thing to even worry about.
Remember, the Rebbe spoke about this thing. I don't remember Mr. Rami Sabas is talking. We don't answer this, but the Rebbe was a Makudah that was Muslim once. That in Kedah Adam, you find by going today, that the research shows that if people conduct themselves in a certain way, there's enough to sustain the world. There should be no concept of hunger and famine and all these things. The world alone has enough. The problem is there's the. First of all, I had need more than you.
Right.
I mean, you said it was better, more valuable.
Right.
And the second thing is also, there's two ways I make money. I had more than you. I could have more than you.
No, when more for myself.
And I don't remember, but it was, I'm trying to ask myself if the Rebbe actually said this, or after Habregi, but the Mazri event, I say, but definitely the Rebbe said that in Elam Hazza, you see that there's already, there's Yonim, that there is the union of Mitzvah and Ka'ofer, Madame Ka'ofer, and it occurs from the chasing of it and making it need to. There been a spoke about it was right. And following that was the Chit the Chavetz and Litim by Barosho, how they went and they decided to get rid of all the Stroika. You know, that was that time. That's Kutzer.
I mean, in a way, it's not. It can sein. It says, "Eilom kibin hogenei." But Zevi hoyu melochem and maich v'sarosei menikisaiich. Ayid wants to go from here to the shul nitzakar. Right away, Goyotu is coming to pick him up, brings him to the shul. Goyim are going to come clean the shul. Goyim are going to make the Yid shul have electricity and power.
Why should they do this?
Because Goyim is going to honor the Yid.
It has to be happening in a Seichel Degun way.
That's going to be an honor for the Goy to serve the...
There has to be a way, a reason for it.
Well, he's going to see that. He's going to benefit from it. He's going to... the Yevul is going to be better.
Looking for his body in Gashmish. He's going to see and appreciate now.
Okay, let's go.
The Rebbe said many times, in this Takan Nekud, the Rebbe said already in early years, he brought the famous story in the Gemara about Melech Paras, how the Yidah was davening, and the king of Paras went and fixed his gartel when he was davening. And the Gemara said that this was the king of the Potek, that the kings will help you. And the Rebbe spoke that if the Yid does his Avodah properly, even his Mana Golos, the Rebbe said that many times.
Good. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be this knowledge to the same that was to the Melech, going to be to all the Goyim.
It says that Yidnam will be called not the same way you have the Moshul even before Matan Torah. It says that Avram gave shame, he gave him Meisim Mikvel 10%. Why? Because then it was accepted that the Kohen, the person that was a religious, one that dedicated his life to serve the Eibishah, teach others to serve the Eibishah, people would support. It says when Mashiach will come, the Goyim will look at them as their leaders, as their, they'll look for opportunity to do something for it.
But isn't that the problem? In other words, the Rebbe is looking, and has got it, the Rebbe is trying to find you, you should relate it today to this thing, understand it. What's going to happen, then it'll happen. I understand it's going to happen, but I want to be able to relate to today.
I feel it even today when a Yid, when a Goy sees that a Yid is dim. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about Shem Mitzvah B'nei Me'ech also. That when a Goy sees that a Yid is Megeya, his benefit, the Gash, and his behavior, and the Goy will appreciate what the Yid, in other words, will have a different Derech Eretz for the Yid B'chah. The Goy will see this, not standard Yid is negating just as someone to deal with for what his personal, but he's negating how the Goy behaves in this Zaylam Hazza, Zaylam Habba.
You could see it somehow today. If it's a chosh of a mensch, better bring me my palto, bring me my man's nene, but by Yenem, it's going to be an honor for you to go to bring him the coke.
So my great grandfather was once, he used to speed on his car, so. he used to speed and he was driving. So it was one Friday, he was speeding down the highway, so the cop stops him. So he says, I'm a rabbi of the synagogue. I have to get to my congregation in time, so he gave him a police escort. Yeah, this one I go. Anyway, so let's continue back with the shir. So in the first period, it's the way it seems from the Rambam. You have also the truth is the Rambam explains this musig of Mol Ha'aretz Seyas Hashem, that there won't be any wars and things like that. The Rambam says also speaks about it in another place, in Moreh Nebuchim. Hashem is Messiah to in a few places, but there the Rambam gives a bit of a different twist. The Rambam says that when people realize the truth, they realize about the Eibishah, automatically they won't fight with one another. Rambam doesn't say the word that because everything will be available, so plenty of everything, so he won't have a reason to fight.
I was going to ask you, because the terrorists, they don't look like they fight for because of not for anger,
Kino also, we want to have this land, we want to have our nation.
Everything stems from that. It's so connected.
So the Rambam writes, the Yediyas HaEmes, Rambam writes the most problems in the world. Rambam discusses what are the causes for all the problems in the world. So the Rambam says, there are natural disasters. The Rambam says they're not so common. The Rambam says most sadist people do to themselves. Let's say a person is unhealthy, he doesn't have a proper diet, or people, they're fighting to each other. So the Rambam says that what does it mean that that they won't fight because so when the people realize the truth, so the anger, the hatred, and the sinah, and the eva, and the animosity between people is taken away. So you have, so in other words, there the Rambam just speaks in a different, more of a, when a person realizes the emes, automatically.
Really connected.
Yeah, Kumuvan is connected. But in other words, the word is from the Rambam is Mashma. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, when the Rambam speaks about why the Yidden, the Chachamim wanted the Mashiach, the Rambam writes, that knowledge and wisdom and truth will become widespread. And he brings different psukim. One of the psukim are, that the heart of stone are removed from your flesh. So the Rebbe asks in Ha'ara, that same sikh that I mentioned earlier, the Rebbe says that the mind of stone, the heart of stone. In that sikh, the Rebbe asks, why does the Rambam have to? The Rambam is telling us that knowledge will increase. What is the Rambam bringing a pasuk which doesn't speak about knowledge increasing? It speaks about that the heart won't be a heart of stone. So the Rebbe says, because the shlemus of knowledge is when it permeates the heart. If not, you can know from today till tomorrow, but it's not going to affect you. So, in other words, at least in the first kufa, it seems, at least in the Rambam's way of looking at it, that it's going to be an oifen that will be that the knowledge of Hashem will be so great that there won't be that through that we will, that the Yetzer Hara will be there, but he will be easy to overcome. There's another example. If we want to get into a little bit more in the lumdus of the sicha, the shteitz kufis, is also the Rebbe discusses that what the proof that will be a second period. One of the proofs in halacha is besides the fact that we tchias ha-meisim, but also because the Rambam paskins is halacha about klei zayin. That someone that goes out with there's a whole thing about carrying weapons on Shabbos, and says because Mashiach will come and then weapons won't exist, so therefore even now when they do exist, it's not considered real garments. And somebody that goes out with them on Shabbos is chayev v'chatos.
Nish mitzat the koach nefesh
b'tokh. Well, it's the koach nefesh. And that's time I get the race because that's tachshit, you know. Certain people, they're all glorified when they go out with the sword and the armor. So from this Rama Paschal is like this halacha, and this Gemara explains this is based on the notion that there will come a time that there won't be any warfare around. Now the Rebbe says it's not just pshat. The Rebbe explains that really, even when the first kufa of Mashiach, there won't be war. So Rambam says there won't be war, but it doesn't mean there won't be any warfare around. Like the Rebbe says, sometimes it's still the first kufa. There won't be a war means bepoil. There won't be a war. Bepoil mamish, people won't have a reason to fight. But the actual idea, the Rebbe says, you still have something that people used to you used to play around, you know, fight not to kill each other, but you know, to play around with warfare as a game, or a shooting. You think, huh?
Right.
So in other words, you could have even if there's no war, but warfare still exists because the nature. In other words, I don't know if the Rabbi Mamer said these words like this, but if I could rephrase, the nature of a person, of the nature of Luchama will still exist. Unlike you won't actually fight, but you might enjoy to have a nice, you know, shooting game. Not we're going to kill anyone. I'm saying, But with the second tkufa, the b'chlal won't be the metzias. He won't have b'chlal warfare at all, because the nature of a person will change at that point. He'll have no him warfare. Won't have any meaning whatsoever. He won't even find it amusing in the way of a game, whatever it might be. So this is already, you see here in this halacha already, the difference between the first kufa and second kufa. The first kufa, there won't be war, but the nature of a person, that he has some type of cheshik, some type of desire for warfare, whatever, won't necessarily change. The second period, that will already change. So this is, there's a lot more to speak of, but this is more or less the way it seems, the Rambam's approach to the removal of the Yetzer Hara.
4 years, what does it say, till Ches
HaMeisim?
I don't know where's the source, but after Moshiach comes, it's going to be 4 years.
4 years.
So at the time of this Tutkufis is also Kanzayin.
Now you also have, I just will throw this in, even though it's not negating all the modern requirements, you have a discussion in Halacha. There's a famous quote everyone probably heard, Hilchos HaMashiach. The Gemara asks a question if it's something to do with Karbonos, and the Gemara says, Hilchos HaMashiach, like what's Negeya?
It was after the Chum.
Huh? Yeah, like what's Negeya? It's Negeya HaMashiach.
Rashi says, Hilchos HaMashiach, Klema, and it's not Negeya now.
So one of the discussion, what exactly Gemara meant with this? One of the I think Gemara Bali Atosis, or someone mentions, he explains that the Gemara is trying to say that the Shalom Negei Karbona certain Aveda Chatas place will only be Negei when Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come also won't be Negei. Why? Because everyone will be Tzaddik and they won't do Avedas. So you already have, this is already in Nigla and in the Rishonim, you already have a discussion. So the Rebbe himself, a number of places, seems that there still might be a Shaykh and Metzias. So the Rebbe says, and the Gadis HaKadosh, not by the Yidden themselves, but by the Eid of Rav, whoever they are.
Right.
So you have that, there's a whole discussion whether there will be Shaykh and Metzias of Chet at that time. But according to some Yishayim, or at least according to some ways of looking at it, in the first period, it will be Shaykh and Metzias of Chet, at least the Metzias of the sin, B'shoigig, by mistake, which warrants the bringing of Karbonos. But you see already that in a number of sources it says that the complete removal of the Yetzer Hara will only be by Tchias HaMeis, in the second period. The Rebbe has a famous letter of the Rebbe. The Rebbe explained, I'm just going to mention this, a number of letters the Rebbe says the same word, that in the first, according to the Zohar, not according to the Rambam necessarily, Lav Dafke is a stira, but that according to the Apich Siddhis, in the first period, there will be the Yidden, the Yetzer Hara will be removed from the Yidden, but there will still be Ra in the world. The Yetzer Hara won't be removed from the world at large. Therefore, it will still be Shayach, for it could still affect Yidden, I guess, in some way. In the second period, the Ra will be removed from the world completely. So, that's from the Geya. This is a very rational, in other words, getting back to what I was mentioning before about the first period, a more of a rational approach to the removal of the Yetzer Hara. In the first period, at least as in, you know, Pasha, that through the Deya HaSashem, there will be then, we, you know, be much easier to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The number of other biurim, but the second period, it says, Vasilav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Yetzer Hara v'sheikhtay, Devishu v'sheikhtay Yetzer Hara, whatever exactly that means, a separate discussion. And then there won't be Yetzer Hara at all in the world. Dakimura Sakamashma, now I'm thinking about it. No, actually not. So, in the second period it says, now, the Rebbe has an interesting sikha, we'll finish off. Parshas Nisav, Mechelech Haftes, the Rebbe explains, that Pshat, interesting thing, what's this Pshat, the removal of the Yetzer Hara, Mashiach to come? So the Rebbe says, the Pasuk says, Umol Hashem will kechas levavcha, the Eibush will circumcise, mal, your heart, the heart of a Yid. So the Rebbe says that a person has the way the Rebbe puts it here is that you have a person, the fact that a person's heart could stray away from Hashem is there's two points. There's the fact that the heart itself has what's called the Urlas Halev, his heart is clogged up, or he has whatever the Lashon says, a tipshus, a foolishness that's in his heart. And then there is a external, something that's external from the heart. That the, like we know, the famous Maamar Chazal, Ha'ayin Reyev Halev Chayme, the eye sees and the heart desires. So this means that even if a person himself doesn't have anything wrong in his heart, his heart is not clogged up, but Eibusha created the teva that there could be something outside of him that triggers something within his heart. So the Rebbe says that the explains that Pshat Mol, the Eibusha will cut. What means Mol Hashem Lokechazal? The Eibusha will circumcise. The circumcision is you cut two things. Is that it means that the Orlas Halev, a person that has something clogged in his heart, he could overcome that itself, but a person can never change the nature that Ha'ayin Reyev Halev Chayme, that if the eye sees something, the heart shouldn't desire. He could try to control himself not to look, he could try to control himself, but even if he did look, it shouldn't affect him, the Rebbe explains in Tanya Perek Lamed, but that he should, that if he sees something, it shouldn't affect him, that he can't change. That only the Eibusha itself could take it away. So he said, this is what the Pasuk means, and this is what, according to Rashi, Mol Hashem Kachas Levavcha, the Eibusha will take away, he will cut
this connection
between the Ayin Roi and Leib Chaimah, that the nature of the fact that the certain things that a person sees or hears that trigger something in him, the Eibusha is going to take away. It's a very, very interesting beer of the Rebbe.
Well, that's Shinui nature. Well,
first, it's a Shinui nature.
Yeah.
But here, what's interesting about this, usually you learn, okay, you take away the Eitz and Hara, you just won't have a desire. Here the Rebbe gives a technicality, but it's also a different. In other words, not pshat as that you're something's going to change in your heart necessarily. The fact that a person won't be he won't get triggered, he won't have this, the outside things won't influence him. That's pshat.
He sees it's bad. If it's good, what's wrong? The ayin sees something bad.
Right, but it's not going to affect his heart.
And before he would want to do it, he would want to eat it, he would want to say it. No, it's not going to affect.
Right.
You have a little ra over here because the ayin rei, the ayin
rei.
Okay.
Right.
So
this is interesting shot of the Rebbe. Again, in the pshut and shel devarim. Again, come over from the says as ruach atum avim naras leibish olshach deitz olada. Conscious means the whole musig, the whole desire that a person will have. Al derech, the Rambam brings al derech, but even more Adam Rishon kaidem achay. Adam Rishon, before he sinned, he had no whatever Chassidus explained, it was a klipa, it was mechutzim men, whatever it is, but he didn't actually have any desire to sin. Only after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hadas, the Das Tevara, the Ra got into him. So al derech zom Mashiach will come, will be like Adam Rishon kaidem achay, and even higher b'emes. That the Yetzer Hara will be Mizbatel, and the Chassidus explained, will be transformed to Toiv. That's really, Chassidus explained, David will shech the Yetzer Hara, that will be
Mizhapich
to Toiv.